This episode comes with a content warning for scenes depicting blood and injury. For timestamps and details, check the show notes. Listener discretion is advised.
You are listening to an Atomic Broadcasting production, so sit back, relax, and enjoy the feature presentation. And remember, do your part, such as like, comment, rate, and don't forget to tell a friend to tune in for an Atomic Time.
Now, where did we leave off? Ah, yes. Zephyr, threatened by the boogeyman, went to wake Alwood. After managing to get them both into a psychic duel in the mindscape, Zephyr told Alwood about the boogeyman's offer, and they resolved to stand against him together.
Jenkins, why do your dice look like all of the color's been rubbed off the edges?
Oh, these dice?
Yes.
These dice right here? Because they were stained with the blood of my enemies, and I couldn't get them clean enough for today. They were white.
Well, they now look cooler red. This way.
Thank you. I try.
Hydrogen peroxide.
Oh, I didn't try that.
You did.
I don't have any. I have isopropyl alcohol. Did not work.
No, that'll do that, actually.
Yeah.
You know, one time my roommate in my college, he had a dream that there was a snake in his bed. He woke up, ran out of the room.
Not in his boot?
Are you talking about me?
No. This was back in community college.
Wait, you had a roommate in community?
Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know why I find that surprising.
He woke up. He thought there was a snake in his bed. Then he woke up, and he stepped off the side of his frame. And if you know the cheap frames, they're like pieces of metal that are like L-shaped. My fingers just cracked. And so he stepped on it, cut off a slice of his heel. Barreled through the door because we were like facing each other. It was like suite style. But he barreled through the door and he slammed into mine. When I woke up, he was in the kitchen, just like seething in pain, but there was spots of blood across the carpet. And luckily, my girlfriend at the time, now my wife, told me, hydrogen peroxide takes out blood. And I'm like, I know how to get rid of the blood stains.
So you looked at your friend bleeding in pain. You said, I can clean the carpet. I know how to do that. My girlfriend told me.
I got this, bro.
What was I supposed to do with him?
Well, I don't know. Call the hospital.
Yeah.
Console your friend.
Okay. Check in
on him, maybe.
Give him the hydrogen peroxide to clean the wound.
That would have hurt.
It would have, but
it would have hurt worse than the actual wound.
It was like 2 in the morning, and none of us were thinking, yeah, let's go. He was fine. He's like, he's the kind of guy who would just, I don't know, drink Jack Daniels for fun. I guess people do that. I don't know.
What's that coming to?
Actually, more funny story. He actually took a one of those water flavors that you squirt into the water.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't know to put it in the water, so he just took a big sip of
it.
And I hear from across the hallway, "Woo! That's worse than Jack Daniels."
I
don't understand.
I need to test this theory.
I don't even know where to go from here, Petite.
I thought it would be a fun story.
It is.
It's a great story.
His foot was fine. It finally healed after like 2 months, but
after two months.
I don't know. I don't look at my roommate's feet often. It's not something I do.
What do you do? Put electrical tape on? Actually, that's something I would have done in construction.
I'm sorry, you would have done?
The best Band-Aid, if you're in construction, anybody out in that field will tell you the best Band-Aid is actually a roll of electrical tape.
Yes,
it's
it is.
It's waterproof. It's probably bloodproof.
It holds it in.
It holds it together.
So now I know that hydrogen peroxide cleans up blood.
Yep.
Electrical tape holds in blood.
Uh-huh.
And I probably should know something that holds dead bodies as well.
Duct tape.
Tarp. Well, yeah. Bags. There's also those 50-gallon bags.
You also know that a small L part of a bed will take your blood.
Yes. And skin.
It creates the vehicle for blood taking.
How else do you take blood without a sharp object?
a big blunt object.
Oh yeah, I,
have you ever?
I've been hit in the head with a golf club before.
That explains it.
Did you bleed?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Massively.
See, there you
Are
go.
You okay?
He made it to the 18th
like 13,
hole though.
It was fine.
No, it's not fine. You poor child.
You know, I did start having memory problems. Right?
Yeah.
So this is what clubbing is like.
No.
You forgot that hole in one.
No, to explain, it was an accident. It was on the backswing. I was standing a little too close and wasn't paying attention. I was fine.
Speaking of injuries and getting blood in places, let's jump back into things.
I'm sorry, that was my experience with what we just did.
What did the rest of you do?
I am going to need a... I don't know how we're going to do a... Maybe you could set the scene.
Yeah.
All right. So, everyone, welcome back. Last couple episodes, we've been a bit more fragmented, only having people in the room when their characters have been there for things. We've got everybody back in the room now.
Yay!
Hello!
Hello!
Yay!
And we're going to pick things up right where we left off with Jenkins and Petite. A small window at the end of the hallway allows a sliver of moonlight to shine through. It's still early, early morning, maybe getting close to four. As Alward and Zephyr begin making their way down the hallway, a wound on Zephyr's face and one in his shoulder, both leaving a small trail of blood as they head down the hall.
Do you remember what room Val was in?
I'm not the best at remembering right now. We could knock on a couple doors.
Do you really want to explain the situation to strangers?
No, not necessarily.
Is it tart? They're in tart.
Doesn't matter.
It really doesn't.
Look for the biggest area. They're in a combined room of some sort. So I would assume that there's only one door for, like, a long hallway. I really should have thought about this before starting.
I don't know why I thought you had this more planned through.
I mean, it was kind of a last-minute idea.
That makes a lot of sense now that you mention it. Don't touch the don't remove the dagger. We'll.
so the dagger is still in Zephyr's shoulder?
Yeah, you never remove the object.
Okay.
Until you can get sufficient medical help,
I would have
stop
told
the
him
bleeding.
That. I would have told them that, because I know what kills a person.
As the two of you are drawing up outside of the closest of the doors that looks like a possible door, you hear a door opening behind you.
Zephyr, Alward, what are you do? What?
We're looking for the girls' room. Not the restroom, the... Val and...
Do you know what room Val's in?
He just points to the room catty-cornered his. First, what's up with the blood?
I'll explain when we get there.
Well, I mean, if you can't tell, there's a knife in his arm. So that explains the blood. Thank you for showing us to Val's room. When I'm going to turn around and knock on Val's door.
He just fully comes out ducking down the hallway.
Alward, as soon as you knock, you just immediately hear a
I don't remember Val having a dog.
Oh, no, that's, what's her name's beast thing?
Oh, right, yes.
I would assume it's not the bird, because I don't think birds do that.
I forgot she was rooming with them.
I'm confused. So the animals were outside.
They were.
Oh, they were. They're not anymore. Nope. Okay.
Are we in this room?
Okay, yes, you are.
Oh, okay.
Yes, you are in this room. Yes, you went to bed and there were no animals. Now there are animals.
Oh, okay, so it's like the middle of the night. So we're being woken up.
It's 2 a.m. in the morning.
Yes. Okay. Like it's more like 3:30, 4.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alward continues to knock.
You're using your actual hand?
Yes.
Can I knock too?
Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge. Knock, knock.
Val hears it and hops out of bed, looks at the animals very confused. and starts heading to the door, knowing the others are going to take a lot longer to actually start moving. You have a reputation.
I know. Shut up.
And Val's going to quietly creak open the door. Just a nudge.
Before she gets it open all the way, Howard's going to step in front of her eyesight and be like, good, Val. Without too much explaining, can you help Zephyr and then come with us?
Give me a second to get dressed.
I think we'd better do this in there.
I don't want to disturb the sleep, Zephyr.
Yeah, Howard, you just feel a large hand grab your shoulder and push you aside. he's stabbed.
Sorry, what?
Zephyr, he's stabbed by somebody. I don't know. I just saw this.
I stabbed him.
Val, can you... They can wake up on their own time. I'm sure it's not a big deal, but I...
To tell you what, I'll make sure he stops bleeding out. You get dressed, and then wake everybody else up, and I don't know what's going on. And he just starts trying to, like, pad up a wad of...
Val's just staring through the crack. Her mouth is kind of agape for a second, and she just closes the door.
No.
And then in, like, less than a minute, she opens the door, and she's wearing her casual clothes.
Out of curiosity, Einar, could you give me a medicine check?
Sure. This ought to be interesting.
Something I feel like I should mention, Alward does have a slight bump on his forehead.
13.
Okay, that's fair. So, Val, when you come back out fully dressed, it looks like Einar's got a good start on some sort of a makeshift tourniquet, but definitely more medical attention is needed.
Okay. Val looks at that. Looks back in. It's like, Neros, Zephyr is bleeding. You should probably wake up.
There is no response.
And then Val will close the door.
I've done my job.
Wait, to leave us out, or you're coming out?
Val steps out into the hall and closes the door behind her.
Oh. I'd really like for us all to be together in a private room. If possible, please.
Are you fine with animals? The animals are in there, apparently.
Yes, that's fine. I've had plenty of conversation with them.
I don't like intruding on a lady's room if they're not expecting company.
They have the biggest room.
It's true. Val opens the door with one hand, she just quickly touches and heals, uses lay on hands on Zephyr.
At that point, Einar just very quickly... takes it out as he sees that.
It being the dagger?
Yes, just, it being the dagger.
Just so you know, mechanically, that heals you 24 hit points.
Thank you. I don't know how much I was down.
Less than 24.
So it should have stopped all the bleeding and everything. You can come on in now. You said you stabbed him. Did you also hit him in the face? That looks really bad.
No, he hit me in the face. He has the dagger back.
I don't think I'm going to give either of you the dagger.
It's a special dagger. Give him the dagger. It's
coming inside. Come inside, please.
he's gesturing with the dagger now. Explanations first.
Let's get into the room.
Explanations in the room.
Yes.
Einar. Val grabs Howard and Zephyr and pulls you both inside.
Sorry.
Are we all inside now?
Yes.
Val's going to come make sure Neros is awake.
She is not.
How's Ylva?
It's not too difficult to tell that she's awake, but she's just like pulled her blanket closer and just rolled over with her back to you. Whether that's trying to get more sleep or trying to give you some degree of privacy, it's not clear.
So now that we're all here, dagger?
Before we get to that, I want to specify all cards on the table. Hamir was downstairs.
Oh, good. I am so glad you brought that up first.
That's why I wanted to have a private room, and Val, I very, very much appreciate you taking care of that so quickly. That feels brand new.
Val's, like, standing there. She had gone off to wake up Nero, so her back is too severe right now, and she's just sort of froze.
He did this to my face. Wouldn't that have healed too?
Zephyr's just kind of touching his face.
As opposed to the dagger stab, which seems to have healed perfectly, the gashes on Zephyr's face seem to have left scars.
they should be there.
Does somebody want to explain to me who Hamir is? And why he attacked you?
He's my father.
I was hired in a way. It was a weird transaction. He paid me with the money I paid him, which was half of the money I got paid by someone else. And he asked me to find Val here. But at the time, I did not know who she was or where she was. And since then, I have kind of been keeping it secret.
Did you tell him anything?
No, which is kind of why this happened to my face. He was quite threatening. Also dead, but what? Alive.
What?
And he had some sort of extra arm. He wanted to... I'm not really sure what happened.
So, let me get this straight. Val, you have a father.
I mean, most... Sorry.
Well, yes, I know everybody has a father. What I mean is that you have a father who's alive.
No.
Was alive, whatever he is now. And I'm going to take a guess here. You don't want to see him, for some reason. It really doesn't matter what. But obviously, at this point, he attacked you, so you did a job for him, Sophia. I'm guessing you knew him before, and how would you know him?
He has my father trapped in his cup.
I'm sorry.
It's a great way to put it, actually.
Sven's face on that. It's very good.
Glossing over that fact, anybody else know this Hamir?
I mean, we all do. Neros does as well, anyone who's been in our little group. Uver knows him as well, but obviously he's not here anymore. He used to travel with us very briefly. He was the one who got us into this whole...
But he wasn't dead then?
...situation. No, he wasn't.
Or had an extra arm.
No.
Slightly violent.
Yes.
Yes. he was the original one to steal the helmet from the cave that...
What helmet?
I don't have time for slap hands.
slap hands?
We'll catch you up on that important bits later. Right now, the fact of the matter is he's here. We don't want him to see Val.
And he doesn't know what Val looks like.
Right.
He made that very clear. He's still looking for her, but he's expecting me to give him some information.
Okay. There's one thing I don't understand.
Yes?
It's kind of the important bit. How did you, Howard, stab Zephyr with his own dagger?
Not on right topic. We will explain that after this.
What?
Also, for that, it's best if Neros is fully awake, because I think Zephyr wants to do something.
Is it okay to give this dagger back?
I'd like to have a funeral, if that's all right.
What?
What?
For the dagger. Just give him the dagger.
It just kind of drops. Or not drops it. He just hands it to you.
He takes it, and he puts it in his right boot.
His right boot. His right boot dagger.
Doesn't even clean it off.
Okay. All right. Val, I'm new to this group. I don't know the dynamics. I don't know your background. I don't understand why the heck your undead, possibly father, is looking for you. Do you even want to see him?
No.
No?
No.
All right, then. So you're not going to see him. So what do we got to do about that?
For the record, I made it clear to Hamir that this was a complete lie, but I would tell him what I found out, which obviously, since I know who she is and where she is, I did not tell him that. That makes sense.
He doesn't know who I am, is he?
I don't think so. I mean, he's seen you. He's apparently seen us.
So he's actually seen Val?
Yes. But like I said, he doesn't know who she is.
What if we lead him on a goose chase?
Honestly, I think he's a bit distracted by something else now.
What?
Well, I mean, he came down to ask me more questions about where she was, and I assume he's...
He has an odd way of asking questions.
Not for some of us. He alluded to the fact that he was going to kill some gods? Maybe? I don't know if that's 100% true. I was a little distracted, you know, part of my face.
So he's mad, is what you're saying?
I don't think that was ever in question.
Okay. Is he still downstairs?
I don't believe so. He disappeared in a mist.
So he's still in town?
He might not be. I really honestly don't know.
So I'm going to go out on a limb here and say he's already seen Val.
Yes.
He doesn't know who Val is.
Correct.
He definitely doesn't know who I am.
I doubt it.
So as long as nobody says that this is Val, then what's he going to do?
Well, even then, he said he was looking for Hertha.
Anyway, I think the point of this meeting is to get our story straight. So we know what to tell him if he comes up.
Who's Hertha?
Val. It's Val.
What?
Exactly. See, he's looking for Hertha, not Val.
But Val was Hertha. Is, was?
Val, you're free to chime in at any point. I know this is a little scary, but...
She still hasn't, like, turned around yet or anything, but she's...
Val, Hertha, whatever
just
you...
call her Val, please.
Val is what you go by now. Right. What do you want to do?
I don't think there's anything to do.
I'm honestly inclined to believe that as well. He doesn't know who you are. He obviously doesn't recognize you. And you, quite obviously, don't want to see him.
If you don't have anything to tell him, is he going to come back?
I'll tell you what. If he does, you're my little sister.
He may come back. In fact, he probably will. But, I mean, we don't have to come up with some...
He doesn't know you.
I mean...
He doesn't know me.
That isn't a bad... cover story at all. I could believe they're siblings. They're both very tall.
Well, just keep the charade until he goes away.
I don't know if he ever will.
Look, I don't know what the history is behind this. I don't know why you don't want to see him. I don't know why he's partially, possibly undead, rather violent. But either way, in the future, it sounds like something you're going to have to deal with. But right now, you all have some other things to deal with.
I think this is something we do need to deal with.
Yes.
He was expecting me to have information.
And you don't?
Well, I mean, I obviously do. She's right there, but...
Wait, but didn't you already give him information? Because he was going to leave before the ball, because he said he didn't want to participate in our... I think he said vigilantism.
So it seems that this entire time he has been looking for her. But he doesn't know who he's looking for. And now I'm afraid that he's relying on me. So regardless of whether or not I have information, he may be coming back to...
Tell him the truth. Tell him you saw her go into the Grungir Forest.
If I don't have her, he's likely to terminate our contract. If you know what I mean.
Well, is he going to terminate you?
Yes.
Well, that's not a very good contract. We should have had Albert do it.
I didn't have
Albert
time.
Albert hasn't made a single contract in front of you yet. That's very funny.
I'm afraid I'm being hunted by multiple things.
Yeah? Speaking of...
You lost your track going into the Grungir Forest. That's why you're here. If he tries to kill you, we'll step in.
That would assume that you're always with me.
Yeah,
we want?
Well, he would have to go into the Goon Gear Forest. Either he tries to terminate your contract then and there, or we've bought ourselves a little bit more time.
We're not going back into the...
No, we're not.
Okay. I'm very lost by this, but he has a point. We're not always going to be around each other, especially if he shows up at night like he did now.
I'm
going
to be honest here. Do you want to kill him?
That's not...
Kill Hamir?
Yes.
Yes.
Neros? I thought you were asleep.
You're awake. Good.
You all keep saying we got to deal with this. We got to do something. I just gave you a way to get him off your back for a while, but you say we got to deal with him now. But he might terminate the contract, aka terminate you. In which case, it's either him or you.
Val, what do you want?
I don't know. There's a part of me that says, yeah, we should get rid of him if he's going to be a threat like that, but redemption is what I'm here for. And I can't deny people that chance as much as I want to. I think we should just keep going.
In the end, I'm just a stranger in your party. You all have to make the decision. I'll back you whichever. Short of him trying to kill either one of you, I'll go with what you do. Val, if you want to meet him and deal with this now, I'll be behind you. Zephyr, if you want to tell him off, then he tries to kill you, then I'll be there. Either way, this is your decision, not mine.
I don't think we have to decide now. I don't imagine he's coming back too soon. He might die while he's there if he's really trying to do what he said he is.
I tried to leave him off our scent. Just tell him that I don't know anything. But, of course, you can only say you're ignorant until he's done with it. I'm sure he's got other people he can talk to.
What exactly did you say that made him attack you?
I'll be honest, I don't remember.
He did chop off a man's arm for not speaking, or hand. So I don't think he would require much provocation. Thank you, Neros.
He did also beat me up that one time. You weren't there, obviously.
So he's left the village?
I guess.
You guess?
I have a lot of enemies at this point who seem to be omnipotent.
As long as they're not omnipresent.
One might be.
Comes with it.
So, this doesn't explain you stabbing him?
Oh, he asked me to.
I did. And that's why I wanted to get you all together, if that's all right.
It's a weird way to ask for a tattoo.
Well. I heard Neros a minute ago. Is she awake? I don't really want to go over there, considering I'm the one who
dream Neros
made her wake up.
No, you didn't. Einar's loud.
Sorry. I get excited.
Neros, I'd like you to be here for a thing.
Where's Cornelius?
Do you even want him here?
If we want the whole party,
yes, I'd like him to be here as well.
Ylva, would you want to join us? I guess that's... I'm extending the invitation. You don't have to if you don't
want to. Honestly, I don't know if I'm supposed to be here at this point.
Yes, please.
Ylva sits up and kind of pulls her blanket around her shoulders, kind of like a shawl, and is like, well, I'm awake. I might as well pay attention.
Also, did you bring your dog and animals in here? Or did they just come in?
She looks away. They just came in on their own.
Very smart.
Val is going to, with her head down, not making any eye contact, very quickly walk out of the room to go check on Cornelius.
Meet us out back when you're complete, please.
Out back?
Yeah, back behind the... The inn.
Wait, Amir, I have to get out of bed for
yes.
this? Oh my gosh. Fine.
In that case, gentlemen, We need to let the ladies dress.
Yeah.
Out.
Yeah.
He just now? Opens the door.
Yeah.
Alward's unseen servant's been outside the door the whole time trying to get in.
He just shuffles you all out, and turns around, bows to the girls, and just closes the door.
Meanwhile, Val, you had gone down the hall to check on Cornelius.
Yeah. She'll just approach his door and kind of give it a knock and then test if it's unlocked.
The door is unlocked.
And then she's going to enter in.
There's a brief pause as you're entering, and then just suddenly like a clatter as Cornelius like startles and knocks over a broom that knocks into something else, which falls over, a bucket rolls out into the hallway, and Cornelius is just like struggling, what seeming like pulling himself away. Like, what's going on?
We have a meeting. We have to talk about stuff.
Ah, did I oversleep?
No. Amir was here, and Howard stabs up here.
Oh, like he missed?
They're unrelated.
I have a lot of questions. Let me compose myself.
I'll fill you in, but we gotta go out back.
All right. I will be right there. And he starts, like, grabbing things and putting his coat on. We'll transition then to out back of the inn. It is a chilly night, as it is still late spring in the land of the Linorm Kings, and there is a slight smell of rain on the air, as if maybe a storm is coming.
I'm good. I got my new blood.
Oh.
I got my new blood, fam.
Yeah.
I have cold resistance because I have new
blood. Updated
blood.
The new blood update just dropped.
Is everybody here?
Yeah.
Has Val joined?
We're picking up just as Val and Cornelius are joining the rest of you.
Ah, Val. Cornelius, thank you. You may all be wondering why you're here. Sorry, I've always wanted to use that line. So if you don't mind, I'd like to say a few words. Does anyone know how to dig a hole? That's not the right question. Can anyone do it without, you know, actually doing work?
And my unseen servant, like, just starts throwing dirt behind you.
You can't just dig wherever you want to dig.
I mean, I'm not the one doing it.
It's important. Where else are we going to dig the hole?
It's fine.
It doesn't have to be that deep.
If someone finds it later, it's fine. At least it's not the original way things happened. Well, I'm getting to that. So, this dagger, and he pulls it out of his boot again, has been in my family. Literally. And he tosses it in the hole.
It lands on the unseen servant who is in the hole.
Can you tell him to stop digging?
I'll dispel him in a second.
I think it's deep enough.
Okay, and he removes the unseen servant and drops into the hole.
As I'm not 100% sure of the origin of this dagger, I can't tell you exactly where it came from or who gave it to who, but it would seem that the dagger was given to someone to kill my family. That may be obvious. I don't know if you know this, Einar.
I don't think any of this is obvious, Mike.
I'll tell you later. But this dagger has one reason for it. I would assume that whenever a contract is made, it has that specific reason and it must fulfill it. And it was to kill my family, including me. And up until this point, it has never touched my blood. So, with tonight's semi-ceremony, I want to
finalize that cycle. As I said, this dagger has touched the blood of all my family members, including me now. It can be laid to rest. I know that it takes a while to conjure up your invisible servant thing. Should I start putting dirt into the hole?
I just quickly summon another one and it starts putting dirt into the hole.
And from here on out, I would like to renounce my ways of hired killing. It's been a long time, but I believe that in completing this cycle, I too have completed my job. Of course, that doesn't keep me from killing anyone else, but I will give them a chance, and I'm not going to immediately decide based on an amount of currency to be given to me for me to take their life. I'm not very good at endings.
Einar just stands up from leaning against the wall that he was while he was listening. He comes forward, staring down at you, and he has this like very serious frown on his face. And then it just relaxes, and he gets this slight grin and says, "I'm glad to see you decided to stop trying to make a wall towards the darkness and start to turn back and look towards the light."
Well, I figured that the further you move from the light, the larger the shadows become. I'd prefer to move the opposite direction. Face the right way.
He just steps back, but he has this grin on his face.
I know it might be just a bit ceremonial, but would you mind doing some burial rites for the dagger?
She kind of just looks between you guys and the hole in the ground.
It's full now.
Give me a second here. And then she begins with Ogorum and begins a Gorum ritual rite for the weapon, as he's often the god of war and combat and weaponry. So it feels right to use his rites for this dagger, because I'm not going to give a Pharazman rite to this dagger. It has no, unless it has souls in it.
Not that I'm aware of.
When you start doing that, I was like, it was supposed to be like metaphorical of burying his family, and it's fine. It's
more
it's
about
fine.
If it's
you can
more
continue
about the family,
with the
I thought it was really focused on the dagger aspect.
No, it's
the moment has
symbolic.
Passed.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
If we can all
Mother of Graves.
Not gonna lie, most awkward. Weapon burial I've ever been to.
I thought you were about to say wedding.
I did too.
Val will quickly say some actual funeral rites then to Phrasma about your family and the situation involved with the boogeyman, because their souls might not actually be with Phrasma, in which case that's a problem.
Well, I want to thank you all for being here on such short notice. I do apologize for waking you up so suddenly, but there were things that needed to be tended to, and right now was the best time to do them. He takes a long sniff in. What time is it?
It's just about 5 in the morning.
I don't know if any of you are planning on going back to sleep, but you may have a little bit of time. I would like to come with at least one of you so I'm not by myself, if that's all right.
I'll make some breakfast.
I was about to say, at this point, I don't think it's worth going back to bed.
Speak for yourself, Cornelius says and starts heading in.
You can use my room, Cornelius, if you want.
No, I'll go back to my room.
It's a broom closet.
mean, it does fit his size.
Well, I know, but, like, mine has a bed.
I'm just glad they weren't on fire.
It does too, I think.
Faust is going to kind of hang around there, and as people start leaving, she's just going to walk away from the inn for a bit. I'm just going to take a walk.
And that's where we'll end this episode.
Well.
Thank you all for humoring me.
It was good.
I don't think that was the right word to use, but...
It was good.
I can't believe I wasn't the only one to hurt you during this closed sessions.
I mean...
It was...
You also hurt him?
I mean, Haymere did.
I was Haymere.
Oh.
I played that scene. That was our closed scene.
Fun.
I got to play Haymere again. It was kind of fun.
It was terrifying.
The opening comedy of no one but me and you knowing what was going on was great, and I loved every second of it.
All right, and Jenkins, you have received the hero point for this episode due to you helping out and carrying the conversation forward, being that liaison between, you know, the people who knew what was going on, the people who didn't, and kind of bridging that gap.
Firstly, thank you very much. I'm always honored. I would like to mention, though, it would have gone to Petit, but he is full.
So full.
I think, like Val, I too shall go for a walk.
Bye.
And we'll see you all in the next episode.
Doom, 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 doom.
Bah.
Pathfinder and all.
This has been an Atomic Broadcasting production. Pathfinder, Galarian, and the Lost Omens world setting are copyright of Paizo. More information at paizo.com. Music in the show is from Monument Studios collection, as well as assorted artists, with some original tracks composed by Jordy Hake. More details in the description. If you enjoyed the show, please remember to share with a friend, and we'll look forward to seeing you again next time. Causes, and accordingly, all experience hath shown...
Is Cornelius Fizzini?
I think Cornelius is played by Wallace Shawn.
Yeah. That's fine with me.
It fits.
It's good casting.
Cornelius?
It does. According to all known laws of aviation, there is no way a bee should be able to fly.
I don't want
this
the bee movie script.
This is
not
the Get Declaration
out.
Of Independence
Its wings are too
episode.
Small to get its fat little body off the ground.
Jacob, could you mute Petit?